No Mono with Atlas, and you're listening to Breakfast on 2SER. Julia Carketzel here, and Jeff Field joins me in the studio with the news, the weekly wrap, sorry, of the week, all the headlines that made the news this week. Bit of a whirlwind, as per normal. Jeff?
Yeah, good morning, Julia. This is where we find out how quickly the week has gone or how slow it's gone, depending on what your week's been like. So let's go way back to Monday. On Monday, we found a teenager was fighting for her life after being trapped under a bus in Western Sydney. Paramedics treated the 16-year-old girl before firefighters worked for over 90 minutes to free her from under the bus's front wheel after it crashed into a bus stop at Parramatta. The Greens called for a Senate inquiry into how the government sets the pension and welfare rates after the federal government's announcement it would cut deeming rates. Although Labor is yet to formulate a policy, Shadow and Family and Social Services spokeswoman Linda Burney claims the government is only correcting inflated deeming rates. I don't know about you, but deeming rates just sort of suddenly dropped. I don't think deeming rates was in the national conversation.
No.
Unless I'm sadly mistaken or I've been moving in the wrong circles, deeming rates has become an issue. But again, I don't think much is going to happen at this stage. I say this every week, but it appears the Labor Party at this stage are just like sitting, regrouping, and we're not really getting much idea of what they're thinking on anything at the moment.
No.
Meanwhile, Albo's spinning some good discs.
Oh, yeah.
I did hear that.
On the decks,
But look, we're going to get stuck. We're going to ask him some tough questions I get it. They lost the election. They're still trying to work out policies. I do understand that. But we do need someone to start speaking up. Yep. Western Australia's strongest earthquake on record rocked the state after aftershocks felt thousands of kilometres away. The 6.6 magnitude tremor struck off the state's north coast. The good thing there, Julia, was even though it was strong, no major damage and most importantly, no major injuries. And US regulators have approved a record $5 billion fine on Facebook to settle an investigation into data privacy violations. The Federal Trade Commission has been investigating allegations that political consultancy firm Cambridge Analytica improperly obtained the data of up to 87 million Facebook users. Oh, and also on Monday, Donald Trump abandoned the Iran nuclear deal to spite Barack Obama, according to a leaked memo written by the UK's former ambassador in the US. Sir Kim Darroch described the move as an act of diplomatic vandalism. And of course, Sir Kim stepped down from his post after describing the Trump administration as inept. I think maybe we'll just leave it at that. Moving to Tuesday, Australia's healthcare system has become increasingly unfair, costly and confusing, according to a new report which has declared the federal government is facing an impending crisis unless it undertakes urgent reform. The Grattan Institute report paints a bleak picture of the private health system, saying it's become riddled with inconsistencies and perverse incentives, including the fact we have an aging population where a lot of young people are dropping out, which means how do we keep the older people that have obviously have more conditions in care? This is an issue that is not going anywhere.
Nope.
Here we go. Donald Trump has defended his attacks against four Democratic congresswomen, saying he's not concerned if people think his tweets towards them are racist. He says he does not have a racist bone in his body. Just had to clear my throat there. This is, of course, after he said that if people hate our country, they can leave. Three of the women that he mentioned were, by the way, born in the United States of America.
So disgusting. It's terrible.
It had been revealed that in April, the AFP wrote a letter to the ABC demanding the fingerprints of two ABC journalists. Dan Oakes and Sam Clark were both involved in the 2017 report that detailed activities of Australian Special Forces based in Afghanistan from 2009 to 2013. So again, that story continues to play out. You'll hear more about that one. Australian model Adu Monyang had wept in a US court as she avoided a prison sentence despite assaulting a flight attendant on a drunken Melbourne to Los Angeles flight. The 24-year-old former Miss Australia contestant was facing up to 21 years in jail. I say this, thankfully, she was given 100 hours community service and 3 years of probation. She said she was sorry in the court. Although I must say, outside of the court, if you did see the footage of her coming out of the court, the contrition that she had in the courtroom seemed to have disappeared. That's all I'll say. And exactly 50 years ago on that day, Apollo 11 took off from the US, headed for the moon. 76 hours later, Commander Neil Armstrong and pilot Buzz Aldrin both landed the Apollo Lunar Module Eagle on the surface. Wednesday, we're getting close, folks. Some aged care homes spend as little as $7 a day on food for each resident amid a race to the bottom to cut costs. Now, during those hearings, we heard from two former chefs who told the inquiry food was often reused, reheated, and pureed, which I think is disgusting. Celebrity chef Maggie Beer, God bless her, told the commission people in aged care homes should be fed full of flavour, goodness, and pleasure. Now, to me, that's just a given. But it's sadly, in some aged care facilities, that is not a given. And I'm glad she shone the light on that one. The federal government was refusing to contribute money to a $600 million cladding rectification fund announced by Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg insisted that building safety is not a state issue. So there we go again, politics. Non-emergency services at New South Wales hospitals could be thrown into chaos next month when 22,000 workers walk off the job on August 1st demanding better security after a spike in violent attacks on staff. Prison officers will walk off the job in Darwin and Alice Springs as negotiations over a new workplace agreement reach boiling point. And more than 3 million people have been displaced across northern eastern India as monsoon rains destroyed homes, livelihoods. Let's not forget what's happened over there. I kind of feel this is another story that got swamped in the news cycle. Can I just say that again? 3 million people are displaced. Let's keep that front and center. And guess what? We're almost there. Thursday, Julia. State and federal building ministers met yesterday to discuss a potential crisis in the building sector. The meeting comes in the wake of the continuing Opal and Mascot Tower disasters, which are expected to raise insurance premiums to the point of forcing hundreds of building companies to collapse. Now, this all started, I think it was Christmas Eve, Julia. I'm just trying to put my thinking cap on. The Opal Towers thing, they're all like bust out of their homes on Christmas Eve. And since then, we've seen example after example of buildings that were just put up in a hurry. So this meeting was called as a matter of urgency. So we can only hope that better regulations are put in place in future and that the people that have been affected are in some way compensated or looked after. At the very least.
Very terrifying.
I can't imagine what it's like to just be told to get out of your house.
Yeah, no.
And
no,
by the way, pay a levy on the way out.
No.
Kevin Spacey yesterday had charges of groping an 18-year-old boy at an island bar in 2016 dropped. The decision comes a week after the accuser refused to testify about a missing phone. And the defence claims support the actor's innocence. Users across the world were experiencing glitches and outages on their social media platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. Down Detector shows major outages across the world, with many frustrated users taking to Twitter angrily complaining. What's new, one might say. Heart disease, still the number one killer in Australia. And look, how could I not finish off the segment with this one? And if you want a mental picture of this one, go to the internet. I'll just leave it at this. This is our final story. A man was arrested yesterday when drugs were found underneath his really bad toupee at Barcelona Airport. The Colombian national attracted the attention of security when they noticed a bulge in his strange-looking hair and found a kilo of cocaine in the oversized wig. I shouldn't laugh about it, but I have to.
Well, yeah.
Have you seen the photo?
I haven't actually, no.
Have a look.
I should go. I'm going to go look
like,
up.
If you're going to wear a wig or a toupee, at least make it look subtle. This one, like, it makes Donald Trump's hair look refined.
I mean, yeah, we shouldn't laugh, but that's pretty.
But we will.
The measures people go to, I guess. It's a pretty unique, creative one.
Yes. And NAIDOC week finished on Sunday, which technically wasn't in our week, but I just want to put it out there. I thought NAIDOC week was great.
It was
fantastic. A lot of issues that needed to be talked about were talked about, and on this radio station,
yes,
mind you.
Yeah.
So that is the week that was. And Julia, it's been an absolute pleasure having you in here filling in for Tess while she's been away. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure working with you, Jeff. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jeff Field with a weekly wrap of events making the headlines this week. Bit of a refresher